1 Corinthians chapter 11, we're going to read a portion of scripture, verse 26. 1 Corinthians 11, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world." As it is our custom, we're going to take a moment of silence to examine ourselves, to repent, forgive those that have harmed us, have offended us. And then when we come back, we're going to partake of the Lord's table. Praise God. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity. We have one more time to come together and to partake communion. What a privilege. What an honor to be able to break bread with your precious lambs all over the world. We thank you, Father dear, for this covenant that Yeshua made with his disciples and with all of us. We stand firm in this covenant of your blood. We stand firm in this covenant by faith through grace. We believe that through this covenant, we inherit eternal life. We bless this piece of bread, and we bless this fruit of the vine representing the shed blood of Jesus. And this piece of bread representing your broken body. As we partake now, strengthen your people, heal your people, give them hope, give us hope. Help us, Lord. Help us in whatever anybody and everybody is dealing with. We believe that by faith, we have those things that we have prayed for, that we ask for. In Jesus' name, amen. "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's receive the body of Jesus Christ. Praise God. After the same manner, he took the cup after he had eaten, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As we partake of your fruit of the vine, Lord, this representing your blood, cleanse your people, forgive them, or wash them from all our sins in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Praise God. We just thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Jesus. So one more time, Lord, together. We look forward to that day, Lord, when we are with you in your kingdom. In Jesus' name. And we partake communion together on that glorious day. Amen.